strike by the best fuck silence!
The Disciples Audio Animation by Stereo Stages.
What I hadn't expected when heading for the police station was that the sheer chaos and destruction would already be so widespread. Bodies and limbs littered the streets, houses burned with entire families dead in their yards. Men, women, and children brutalized indiscriminately. The defenseless were torn asunder. No mercy, no exceptions. Abandoned vehicles blocked a staggering amount of roads. I spent an excessive amount of time just doubling back to find a clear path. So far, everywhere had seemed clear of monsters and people alike, but dead and dismembered littering the ground made walking an ill-advised option. I played it smart, kept my speed low, and tried to skirt around the side streets to avoid the massive pileups of overturned and abandoned vehicles. The city looked like an absolute war zone. The amount of destruction in such a short amount of time was astounding. From what I am assuming, only a few hours had passed from whatever prompted this. First, I remembered hearing frequent and numerous blaring of sirens, which I'm guessing was law enforcement responding to the initial contact with those monsters. Shortly after that, things went quiet and all electric-based services went out. Cable and internet were first, but following that, my phone stopped receiving service as well. From the time the one that killed Shannon attacked me until I finished burying her, I'd guessed about 3 hours had passed, at most. That means that, by my count, the entire city went to hell in under 5 hours. What kind of biological threat can do something like this? Terrorism? Some sort of government experiment? Maybe some kind of evolutionary mutation? I can't help but wonder how far this has spread. God, this could very well be the end of the world. I'm thinking the initial wave of contact with these monsters is sweeping outwards. I don't know how else to explain the complete lack of life and stunning amount of death. Heavy rain beginning to fall did little to combat the roaring fires, nor did it seem to clear the air of an ominous haze. Coming down increasingly hard, visibility being only a matter of feet, made for dangerous driving. However, that only solidified my back road and alley strategy. With plenty of backtracking, I was getting steadily closer to the center of the city. Flapping back and forth at their full speed, my windshield wipers hardly kept the thunderous downpour from drowning out my vision. I came slowly down a dark, narrow alley, my car the only source of light around. A tall brick building put an abrupt end to the way forward, illuminating a shambling, disparaged form. My headlights brought more of the grotesque form into view while still pulling slowly closer. Absolutely horrific, it appeared to have the body of a deer, but with leathery gray skin covered in yellowish growths. Human arms protruded from each side of its rib cage, twitching and hands clenching violently for something to grab onto. Antlers extending every which way, sharp, black, and unnatural. It took shuddering, unsteady steps forward, seemingly unaware of my presence. Even as I switched on my high beams, fully revealing the morbid creature, it remained singularly focused ahead. In its impending shadow, a small, soaking wet, furry silhouette cowered against the wall. The monster advanced on the small, helpless creature that tried desperately to push itself through a solid wall and escape. Rows upon rows of human fingers stuck out from its back like the quills of a porcupine. Rhythmically, they fluttered in organized unison, the same way tall grass dances in the breeze. It crossed my mind that these fingers were performing some higher function. Then, another thought crossed my mind. There had to be more than 100 human fingers attached to this thing. They had once belonged to living, breathing people. People like Shannon. It had murdered them. My blood began to boil as thoughts and memories of my dead sister flooded into my mind. I hardly even noticed lines of fingers stop their quivering and point straight at me. Heartbeat hammering in my chest, adrenaline dulling my decision-making, anger growing as that useless little teacup dog yelped and whined. eyes bulging, tripping over itself in a trembling panic with nowhere to run, much like I imagined the monster's previous victims had done. Before my better judgment had a second to catch up with my body, I had already thrown open my car door, taken a step out, and slammed my fist into the horn.
Hey, motherfucker! Why don't you come over here?
Snapping its head to look straight at me, the sheer, unexpected horror held me frozen in place. Fused into the deer head was a human face, a frozen look of wild terror etched into its muscles. From the mouth erupted a great set of powerful canine jaws that split and tore the surrounding skin. They opened sideways, snapping at the air, teeth so large they punctured through its own mouth just trying to close. Dead, luminous eyes reflected back at me, while a thick, dark liquid salivated from its jaws. They opened wider than possible and expelled an unholy howl. Then, it came for me.
Oh, fuck! 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 Shit! Shit! Dumpster. Oh, fuck. Just fucking die! Oh, damn it. This was a dumb fucking idea.
Slammed against the dumpster, I'd lost my footing and fell pretty hard on my back, slamming my head against the concrete. Holding loosely to consciousness, I pushed myself backwards as I saw it charging again through blurred vision. Quickly, I found myself backed against the wall, like that animal had been only moments ago. Oversized black antlers slammed into the brick just on either side of my face. Panic cleared the haziness from my head trauma as massive canid jaws snapped wildly, mere inches from my nose. Antlers, the only thing stopping it from reaching me. My right hand still grasped around the now useless handgun. Slide lock back and magazine empty. There was a spare mag in my left pocket, but that thing's human arm grasped around my left wrist and held with a cold, unyielding grip, practically pulling my arm out of its socket. Legs feebly kicking the monster to try and free myself from its hold, when the other human arm grabbed my right ankle. Pulling harder on my body, I felt the ligaments begin to burn as my limbs reached their threshold and threatened to snap. A cold bowling ball of despair sunk through my chest into the pit of my stomach as I looked upon the horror. Pale, dead-faced, wide-open mouth and jaws gnashing for a piece of me. Heavy black saliva flung in every direction as those soulless gleaming eyes stared calmly into me. The only thought my overstimulated mind could communicate cohesively was, "This is it. I'm fucking dead." That little animal, that small, brave dog, ran right up to the monstrosity, barking its head off with a feeble, high-pitched cry. Fear in its bulging eyes and trembling legs. But still, the dog came to my defense. The mutant's attention faltered for only a moment as it shifted slightly to regard the dog. Cold vice grip loosened barely from my wrist, and I yanked my hand backwards hard and fast. By the time the monster's attention turned back to me, I'd already removed the full magazine from my pocket and with shaking hands replaced the empty in my handgun.
Fuck! Fuck you! Get the fuck off of me! Oh, shit. Hey, aren't you the little hero? What are you doing out here all by yourself? Trust me, you don't want to go where I'm going. It's safe now. Go home. I'm serious, little dog. I'm not going anywhere nice. I guess you're like me, huh? All alone. Fine. I guess I owe you. Come on, then. Hey, don't forget I saved your fucking furry ass, too.
What a fucking day. The last thing I would have guessed I'd be doing today was fighting a mutant deer wolf person and getting a damn dog. Shannon always loved dogs. She was allergic, though, so we never had one. I guess it does feel kind of good not being alone. I'm pulling my car into a parking garage to sleep for the night. I don't have the energy to continue on. Maybe my new friend can keep watch.
Okay, I'm up.
What? What the fuck? The size of that crater. What the hell made that? Half of the city is fucking gone! It looks like someone dropped a nuke. I didn't hear any explosions. Oh, this is not fucking good.
Not fucking good indeed. The revenants, they're everywhere. They're everything. They're you, they're me, they're even your fucking dog. Oh shit, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have to say about that. Scary stuff, you know? So, just, you know, like, subscribe, share, enjoy the channel. You can even go back and watch all the old videos, because it's all stuff you didn't see before. I mean, unless you already saw it, but that's not what I'm talking about, okay? You know, you get it. Go through, say, oh, this, here's a video, I'll watch that. And you'd be like, I haven't seen that before. Well, no shit. It's all original stuff, okay? So watch it, like it, subscribe to the channel for more. And, yeah, that's about it. I like ya. If you're subscribed, I love ya. And I'll see you guys next week.
The defenseless were torn asunder. No mercy. The defenseless were torn asunder. No mercy.
Damn it, Ronnie.
So far.